All right, so this morning on that Dunham and Miller program.
It is well documented. The last couple of days have been pretty dicey for us because...
We've had our issues.
Our interview with Lee Trevino that went haywire during the break that we were going into teasing him to come back for the next segment. We had an unfortunate moment, and to me, it's one of the all-time horrific ticket moments, yet at the same time, it will live in infamy because of the nature of it. So,
well, because of Mina, who, by the way, they are still looking at him.
Right. So here's what happened.
Now, the British Open starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to get your thoughts about that. Can you hang through this break and do a little bit more with us here?
You got it, my man.
All right, very good. More with Lee up here on the ticket.
Tomorrow on the Morning Musers, we continue our salute to the Metroplex.
The hell?
We'll be coming to you live from Rockwall.
So awesome.
Okay.
So wonderful.
So Mino had a massive misfire on the board.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think he did it on purpose now.
There's no way. There is no way.
I had another misfire during bad radio today. It wasn't to that extent, but it was during a break, and I was standing up and talking to Jake and Fahey, and then all of a sudden,
because we'll put
starts playing during a commercial break.
Why?
And I wasn't even anywhere close to the screen or anywhere. So,
must have been that alarming presence of Fahey.
It must have been
Fahey.
Well,
the Hinge expert.
So we just figured naturally that this would not only be the winner of the emergency break this morning on that Dunham and Miller morning program, but it would be the runaway winner. No one else would receive any votes. And again, it would just be one of those ticket moments that was unfortunate that happened. Luckily, Lee Trevino didn't hear it. And, you know, we're no worse for the wear.
I bet he's heard about it by now.
He may have by now.
It's made it to our wallpaper on the studio computer.
It has?
Uh-huh. It's just a picture of Lee Trevino celebrating, and underneath it just says S-I-I-I-I-I, like 50 I's, and it's the first third of them are in red, the middle part is in white, and the third part is in green. So it's like the Mexican flag going,
So not only did David Mino not win the emergency break this morning, he wasn't even nominated. He didn't even make the cut. What in the fart knockers? How could that be?
This is George. This is conservative George not wanting to either ruffle the feathers of Lee because maybe he wants to get him on in the future and he thinks this
Lee
might
is
be
fine.
Offensive.
Look, Lee is coming on with us,
I
by
know.
The way, for the Ryder Cup in like 2 months. He's coming on with us.
I understand. He's fine with it, but you know how George is. You know how, I mean, on-air George. We all know what happens off the air.
Yeah.
This is where I will fart.
So he wanted to distance from it.
There's no one to protect, and I got this email from Derek. I guess he had to address it on the air today. The Musers claimed that they were trying to, quote, protect Mino's job by not drawing attention to it. Too late. The cow is way out of the barn and headed south.
Yeah.
Okay?
When have those guys ever been concerned about protecting the job of somebody
Mino? Well,
they've been harboring Fernando for 20 years.
That's a terrible explanation. I'm sorry.
Is it?
Because that is the ticket way to call attention to something. Now, if this would have really ruffled some feathers, then yeah, but it was an honest-to-goodness mistake. Luckily, Lee Trevino is one of the great human beings of all time. And he probably
thinks this is hilarious.
If and when he hears this story, and if he hasn't, we will play it for him next time he shows up. Or I'll tell him about it. He'll laugh.
Oh, yeah.
He'll laugh his ass off. Because it was such a... the odds of that happening are 1,000,000 to 1. For real. Of all the drops that we have in there, and of Mino hitting the cursor being on that drop, and Mino leaning into the mouse, or however it did happen, at that moment, it's almost too much to buy. But I know Mino, and I know that he didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
Of course not.
And the fact that the Musers didn't even include that, shame on them.
Bad what musers.
What has happened to the emergency break of the week?
I don't know.
What has happened?
Okay. I don't know. I lost all credibility.
What has happened to the integrity of the emergency break of the week?
And you know what? You know what won? It was outsourced to a Howard Stern moment. Like some MSNBC Malaysian airline prank call won. Which that didn't even...
That's more...
I'm funnier than that.
That's less offensive than this. I mean, more offensive than this.
With 328 people dying?
It's definitely more offensive than this. Definitely.
I don't even want to play it. I'm so offended.
I don't want to play it. I have no... No. I'm not playing it at all.
I would turn away from that, too.
And it didn't happen on our station, which this thing was born. The emergency break of the week.
Yeah, the emergency break of the week should never be outsourced.
No. I unfollowed Jason Biggs.
Yes,
I'm so offended.
Well, musers, I'm really upset.
Very disappointing.
Bad,
really
bad, bad musers.
Yep.